This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Of what year was it made? Or what year was it released, I should say.
Oh, okay.
So it's coming back. There's also two interviews for a change, not just one.
We got two?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Wow.
Which is normally either one or none.
Oh.
It's Tuesday, so we've got something.
Amazing.
But I'm looking forward to it. We've also got some reality talks happening too. Because I'm a bit Survivor buff.
Really?
So we'll have to see how well that goes. But I think it's time to jump in the first song.
Oh, of course. And we've just acknowledged that we're both fans of this song. And we just want to start our day with it. So
yes, one would say it's absolutely amazing.
Great.
And the puns are already rolling.
All right, we are ready for this.
This is 9 days absolutely story for girl.
Get cereal, just like a chocolate milkshake, only crunchy. Which probably suggests that there's something wrong with your milkshake, and you should take it back and demand a refund. Don't buy a milkshake from there again, probably.
And we are here on Get Serial eventually, because those songs you just heard was Froyo, Heart, and before that, it was absolutely Story of a Girl by 9 days.
Mind you, I think today's story really, before we get to me, today's story is just all about how Liam rushed here this morning.
How I decided the people. Sprint. I just pushed everybody out of the way. Just douche. Push him out of the way.
We're just happy. We're all just happy you got here in time.
Yes.
And in goodish time.
I still believe that all trucks should be banned on the roads. Give them a designated time frame of when they should be allowed on.
Yeah. It can really.
Trucks did my head in.
But what matters is you're here.
Yes. In which I'm still out of breath.
Maybe a bit too late or a bit too early for this, but we appreciate you. We are here for you. But the people know who you are, Liam.
Yes.
You've been hanging out. How many weeks have you been hanging out with him now?
Good chunk in a few weeks.
Oh, mate, that's...
I can't even keep track of what week we're on anymore. My brain's all fuzzy at this point.
But yeah, I'm the newbie here, right?
You are.
So, feel like I have a little bit of an obligation to share with the people who I am.
We do.
Grill me. No.
All right. It's roasting time.
Yeah, we've known each other for like 15 minutes and we're already best friends.
Good old friend. It's roasting time. I feel like they did that a lot on InJoke.
Oh, yeah. So,
because you were saying you were on InJoke.
So my time with Sin started about halfway through last year. Through my studies, they came to us. Well, we had an induction, and I signed up for InJoke and 1700. So from
good TV show, recommend people watch it.
So from July till the end of last year, I did seasons 3 and 4 of 1700, which was an amazing experience. And then from October, I did season 4 of InJoke. So I've been hanging around for a little bit. First time on Get Serial, which is an honour. But this year, I'm continuing my time with 1700 season 1 this year, which is a co-production with RMITV, which is really exciting.
Yes, and which is the first time that's the thing.
Yeah.
Because it was with Channel 31.
Yes,
I think it's still being produced on that show.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that still need to be worked out with when it's going to be on the air, this, that, whatever. I can't say too much because I don't know. But it's just exciting to have the opportunity again to work with Sin and now RMIT TV and probably, hopefully.
So with 1700, are you doing the behind the scenes or in front?
So last season, for the past few seasons, I've been a host and crewing every other fortnight. And because that's what the way they did it, but this season I'm one of the hosts for one of the shows. It's running. There's a total of four of us hosting, and I took a. I was very lucky to get one of the spots.
Ooh, so we're on front of house.
I know, it's going to be interesting.
We did back of house on 1700 season 3.
Ooh,
which I think was a Monday as well.
Oh.
Meaning I pretty much went from Monday 1700, Tuesday Get Serial Produce. So we had a lot of, well, I think the best thing then was Tuesday, I had the day off work. I was thinking, right, if I'm in the city on Monday, I'm telling what, I'm taking the day off.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Care, but yeah, we've been, it looks, sounds like we've both been hanging around Sin for a little bit. Which is
about November last year.
Nice. So
September.
How much time
do math?
We're like 3 months into the year already, you're fine.
Yeah. 3 months into the year and it's already been whirlwind days.
Oh, we've already especially, gone through it. Yeah.
Which would not surprise me if the weather equals how the day feels already.
Yeah, it's a bit too early to tell at the moment, that being 6:54, but yeah, give it. By the end of the show, we could predict.
Yep.
Before we head out.
Well, I think I can predict now. It's Melbourne. it'll be what?
You're known to have four seasons in a day.
Pretty
and
much.
I wasn't raised up here, so I get surprised every morning.
It'll be about, let's say, 7 a.m. we'll have good old sunshine. 7:30 we'll have some rain. 8 a.m., maybe some blizzards.
Love that.
And maybe by midday we'll just have thunderstorms.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe by midnight we'll have a whole tornado or something.
Well, at least hopefully we're all safe in our homes at that point. But
pretty much.
We'll just
unless you're a truck driver. I don't care for you guys right now.
We'll just have to wait and see for that. But, man, I feel like we've gotten to know each other a bit more.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And
thanks for tuning in to that one, guys.
All right, and we're done. But no, we'll get to know each other more well.
Yeah, we've got heaps of time.
Because there's a good old challenge coming up.
Ooh.
The challenge accepted. In which I didn't go through the results of last week.
Oh.
But I can confirm that there might be another failure. And I'm not looking forward to it.
You'll have to get me informed about what's happened since before you reveal everything to everyone.
Pretty much. But I think we go into our next song.
Yeah, we'll throw it to another song while we do that. What have we got lined up?
This next song is someone we had an interview with, not last week, but the week before.
Ooh.
Where she had just released her newest song.
Mm-hmm.
This is Anitha Joy with Just Like You.
This is Rod Nerdsworth, a.k.a. Flitz, and the station you're listening to, Sid.
And we are back on Get Serial with Liam and
Danny.
And those songs you heard were River of Love by Neon Tetra, and before that, Just Like You, Anitha Joy, which, if you haven't already, check out the podcast of the week before's show.
So not last week, the week before,
yes,
if you're following
where
along.
Where you can check out the interview with Anitha.
Nice.
On omni.com, Get Serial.
Love that. Definitely going, maybe in the breaks or maybe after probably. When we should do our work instead of listening to other interviews.
Just re-listen to things.
Yeah. Just getting all the information while we can.
Just play all the... Just revisit all the interviews. Wow. Who needs to know about our topics?
While we're conducting other ones, because we have two coming up today.
Exactly.
But we'll find out more about who we're talking to later on. But for now, I have a bone to pick. But it's kind of a good bone because...
A good bone. So like, would it be the funny bone?
Okay.
And I will see myself out.
I hope most of the audience is reacting the way I am right now, because my God, usually I'm that person, but to be honest, it's a bit too early for me to be
puns.
On it. That's...
Puns are the best.
They are.
The worst part is I can't go dark humor here.
Nah, but...
That's the worst part.
Later on in the show, we'll be listening to some of these tracks, but just movie soundtracks / movie covers. I've always had an affinity with them. They're just... Some of them are better than the originals.
That is a good point. Some of them are better.
But then some movies just have, whether they're songs from other artists, it's just perfectly collated to fit the story. It's usually animated movies like your Shrek, your Shark Tale, your Hercules. Just their soundtracks are one of the best parts of it. Like, aside from how cool the animation is, despite how good the story can be, just the soundtrack...
Yeah, everyone just cares about that one song.
Ever since I was young, I've been, like, attached to a few movie soundtracks because they are that good.
I think the best one for me would be from...
I know it. Is it Shrek 2?
Not quite.
Ooh!
I don't know. The internet kind of ruined Shrek for me with that whole Shrek is love, Shrek is life thing.
Oh, okay.
The internet kind of ruined that. So, I don't watch Shrek the same anymore.
Yeah, that can do it to you. Mind you, I think I watched it when I shouldn't have, age-wise. So.
Oh, dear.
We'll be okay.
I haven't, but I just know the internet's ruined it.
Oh, the internet's horrible.
Oh, the internet's the worst place.
When it comes to stuff like that. But what were you saying?
The internet's also a great place for checking out the Jet Serial socials.
Oh, 100%.
What a darn segue into that. At Jet Serial on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And even Snapchat.
Wow.
Because apparently we have that now.
Yeah, we'll find out the exact username in a sec, and we'll share it with the world.
Yes.
But
the best song from a movie would be Make a Man Out of You from
Mulan.
That's the one.
How could I forget?
There's just something about it because it's so upbeat as well.
Oh, 100%.
It just starts off so soft and then it just gets into that boof, doof, doof kind of thing.
Yeah,
it's yes.
Yes. I can appreciate it, but for me, just Hercules Zero to Hero, it's just so, just most of the soundtrack, but that song in particular. I can't even. It's
there
okay.
Is a lot
I think it's on Netflix, or just, you can look it up on the internet, it's fine. You'll get around to it.
I'm just watching Power Rangers on Netflix.
Fair enough.
Reliving the glory
days. Don't want to interrupt that. But add it to your list, because I recommend it. It's a good animated movie.
All right, adding it to the list.
The soundtrack the soundtrack for that movie is just great. Shark Tale does a really good job as well. Like, the one song I've put in the playlist, it's not right after this, but coming up, it's my favourite song from an animated movie where they've twisted an original and just put Christina Aguilera in it and Missy Elliott in it.
Oh, my God. Yes.
It's so good. But ultimately, I think a lot of people would agree, there's a cover in Shrek 2 that is so much better than the original. It's Holding Out for a Hero, but Jennifer Saunders, who plays the fairy godmother in Shrek 2, sings it so brilliantly, and it fits so well with the story, because if you know it, like, I don't even want to say his name, but like Mongo... If you know the story,
the
you know what
happening.
I mean. It just works so well, and it's just so beautiful. And a lot of people would agree, I reckon. Yep. Like, if you haven't watched it in a while, please watch Shrek 2.
I think, slightly still on topic, I think one of the best songs from a movie, though, Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds from The Breakfast Club.
100%.
I mean, that movie... really launched that song, pretty much.
Oh, yeah. a lot of movies, and
I think the most iconic thing is Bender walking off the pitch and just
with the fist.
Throwing the fist in the air.
Yeah, my mind just goes to animated movies when it comes to soundtracks, but now that you mention that, there are so many real life movies that do the exact same thing. Like, I've had the time of my life.
Little Mermaid.
Oh.
With Under the Sea.
Of course. You have your classics, and then the ones that spice it up, which are the ones I personally like.
Which are Under the Sea.
Yes. But then, real life, I think my favourite would be Dirty Dancing, because I've had the time of my life.
Yes.
Because of the lift.
Yeah. I think another classic is What a Feeling, Flashdance.
Yes.
Worst part is trying to recreate that on Just Dance.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's just say the ending is not meant for men. They do end it with the splits in midair.
Ooh.
I am ballsy enough to go for it.
I'd like to see you try.
It straight off.
If we want, if we can do an Instagram live of this happening, let us know if you want it at Get Serial.
Wow, man, my.
That's all my time here, guys. I'll just.
This is not the first time I've opened my bid mouth.
But just the power of just movie soundtracks. Sometimes it just puts you in a good mood.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Even if the movie goes a little bit.
Unless it's Moana.
Ooh, really?
I haven't seen it, and I'm not a fan. I'm just, it's just like Frozen. It's like Frozen 2.0.
Okay, yeah, I kind of see
what you mean.
It's just
everywhere. It's like, shush. I don't want to sing Let It Go. I don't want to sing about Sail Away or whatever it's called.
It's a little bit, stories are completely different. So it's worth watching for that. But song-wise, I get what you're saying. You don't want another, song that just gets stuck in your head. For no reason.
Yeah. Unless it's a certain parody of a Frozen song.
Okay.
Of Do You Want to Build a Snowman? But it's more of a different parody. Which maybe not quite can't say here.
Yeah, probably not, but
well, then we know where we're going.
You got
hopefully.
I think I kinda get where you're coming from, because you get the power of a feel good movie with a great soundtrack. But then you have the power of parodies, which for some things just make it a little bit better. That's just my input for the day. I hope you enjoyed.
I think on that note, we get straight into the next song.
Oh, we're going to play it straight away.
We're going to go straight to that song.
Yeah,
we're
going to go to The Car Wash, which is also the name of this song by covered
well,
by.
To be fair, my car probably does need a wash, so we'll go to
right,
that.
We'll get going. Christina Aguilera and Missy Elliott will just
this
lull
is
us into it.
Lemon Demi on Send Get Cereal.
Yeah, doing my friends, this is Joven Shire, and you're listening to Sin.
In which I hope you don't forget about us. Because
we're still here.
We're still here. We're still alive. That song was Don't You, parentheses, Forget About Me by Simple Minds. And before that, it was
Car Wash
from Shark Tank. Not Shark Tale. Not Shark Tank.
Oh,
quite a different thing.
A shark's going to take you down for saying it wrong.
Well, I've now offended every great white shark.
And that was a cover by Christina Aguilera featuring Missy Elliott, who are a pretty iconic trio.
Which the worst thing is, when I went for a job for a car wash place.
Uh-huh.
My sister had the audacity to send Shark Tale.
Yes! Shout out to your sister for doing that.
How dare she?
That's amazing. But it's not reality, though.
No. But the best reality is...
reality TV?
Exactly.
Yeah,
none of this Married at First Sight, Bachelor, Bachelorette. No one
cares. My secret favourite is Dancing with the Stars. because one day I would love to be on it.
Yes.
But I feel
the friendship grows here. Dancing with the Stars is the greatest. Haven't quite caught up to date with it season.
You go watch the American version and the UK version, which have different names, but like, it is.
Actually, I think the American's still the same.
Yeah.
I think the British one's different.
Strictly Come Dancing.
That's the British one.
Yeah.
We're on the same page then.
But I believe we're not talking about, we could, but you want to talk about Survivor more so.
Yes, because that's the best. There's nothing greater than Survivor, especially when you can compare it to real life.
Yeah, actually.
Because everyone's always backstabbing each other, forming alliances.
It is.
Handful of people you can trust.
It's kind of the closest to reality in that sense.
Pretty much. Like,
but they've commercialized it. They've made it into a game.
Pretty much.
And that you show your allegiance and all that stuff. Like,
pretty much. And the sad thing is,
you got pretty colors to show, like, I'm a good guy, I'm a bad guy, I'm a leader.
Yes. Yes. I am part of the Vakama tribal.
Yeah.
Which I'm still waiting for someone in All Stars to say when they're voted off.
Uh-huh.
I just want someone on the Vakama tribe to say, I'll Vakama my dads.
What colour are they?
They're yellow.
Okay.
But I just want them to say, I'll Vakama my dads. As in, like, I'll Pata my dads. I'm waiting for, I need someone to say the pun. It's just going to make everything the whole
if they
easier.
Don't. Wait, because my knowledge of Survivor is not that good because I haven't really watched it. Do the tribe names stay the same every season or do they change it up?
Every season it's different tribe names.
Oh, okay. Because if you were to sign up, you could have that tribe name and save it for another season.
Yes. But, no, I'll just reuse it anyways. I don't care.
Mm.
I'll be first boot. Who knows?
Maybe.
I'd like to think I'll be a snake.
Okay.
I like to think I'll be cunning enough. Always plotting. Just chaos.
Because aside from...
Who wouldn't want to cause chaos?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Because just... The main point of Survivor is to just survive, is that right?
Pretty much. Outwit, outplay, outlast.
Right.
Just the motto. So there's two tribes. You got the Makita and the Vakama.
And this is for just this season, or is it usually the same?
Just this season.
Okay.
Because this is All Stars.
Oh, okay.
So this is the best of the best. Well, kind of.
Wait, how many seasons of Australian Survivor have there been?
This is our fifth. But we're doing two seasons this year.
Oh!
The All Stars this year.
Having four seasons is enough for All Stars.
Yeah. There's a few people that didn't quite come back to All Stars. There was someone last year in Champions v Contenders. His name's Matty Wahlberg.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as he was very arrogant and cocky, he knew how to talk. He put his money where his mouth is.
Oh, okay.
He was a very big challenge beast. Took down everyone. Didn't care if it was some former NRL legend or the commando from The Biggest Loser.
Oof.
He took him down. He was like, this is me.
So, spoiler alert, did he end up winning?
No. He did not end up winning last year.
Was he close?
Not even.
Okay.
He didn't even make merge.
Ooh, okay. What does that mean?
Pretty much the two tribes combined to like one.
Oh, okay.
So far throughout this season, we've had, throughout the votes, from the first one eliminated to the very recent one, which I haven't seen last night's episode. So a bit of a spoiler on my end.
Yeah, no spoilers in the comments if we share anything on socials.
I've already spoiled this through Wiki.
Oh, so, never mind.
We'll still give out the spoiler.
Yeah.
So first voted out was former winner and former Olympian Shane Gould.
Yes, I did see the commercials for that one.
Right after that, other former winner, Jericho, ousted.
Man, they're really against the winners.
Pretty much. And then fourth and fifth was Michelle and Henry.
And this is for, like, leaving.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Henry was one of the biggest players of the game. And yet, he rarely did anything this year.
Ooh.
Coming in. Being ousted in sixth and seventh is Abby Holmes, former AFLW player, and Lydia Lassiter, former skier,
the
Olympic gold medalist. The best thing is they had Stephen Bradbury on Survivor.
That's amazing.
And the greatest moment was Jonathan said, because Stephen was on the chopping block.
Yeah.
But instead of what instead of Stephen going home, it was somebody else.
Right.
And Jonathan's was, before he sent the tribe away, was just when you thought you were under the bus, you stayed a pass through again. I thought, yeah.
So the host, Jonathan, made the perfect opportunity for
a crappy joke.
A crappy, would you say it's a pun?
Which
is what we love here.
Yeah.
At Tuesday's Get Serial.
How about that? It was about a pun.
It was all right. I'll give it that.
But following Lydia's exit, it was then Phoebe who was voted out. So another bid player.
Uh-huh.
Then it was everybody's favourite person, who was yet again robbed of a Metzger Palmer, was Johnny. Ooh. Johnny Esto. All he cared about was having a Metzger Palmer and having a beer. He didn't get it.
Oh, that's unfortunate. But
in the Survivor auction, he fell one bid short.
Well, now that he's out, he can get that whenever he wants.
Pretty much. He loved a Metzger Palmer.
I was going to say, it's kind of a good thing then for him. Because when you crave food, it gets to a point where you'll do almost anything for it.
Pretty much.
So the fact that he's now out of the game, I hope he got one immediately.
I hope he did. Following Johnny's exit, it was then Matt Rogers' exit.
Right.
Former rugby player.
Ooh.
Also known as the Godfather.
Oh, okay.
So he was a big person.
Ooh.
So
who's left?
Also the most recent to Flick voted off last week's.
Right.
And spoiler on this one, just voted out, was Nick, one of the original snakes of the game.
Yikes!
So, yeah, one of the original snakes is gone.
That's intense.
And it was a very clean sweep too.
Ooh.
7-1.
Yikes. As an avid watcher, by the sounds of it, how does that make you feel?
Nick, I don't really care for too much, but I did like the little alliance he had going.
Aww.
He had the Little Rascals alliance with him, Harry, and Shawnee.
Oh, that's lovely. It's a cute name.
And the best thing is, Harry and Shawnee are still in.
Yep.
And I want Harry to win.
Right. So that's who you... When the time comes, you're probably going to bet on Harry?
Probably.
Okay.
There'll probably be something going towards that way. But
only time will tell.
Harry's been given the nickname... Three nicknames, actually.
Right.
Cockroach, because he's unkillable.
Ooh.
From last year.
Right.
The God Killer, because he took down the godmother of last season, Janine Ellis, owner of Booze Chews.
Yep.
And he's also been given the nickname Dirty Harry.
Oh. Mm.
So
not the most, that's not the nicest one to have, but
every time he rots up to tribal, he's always just got a stick in his mouth.
Yeah.
Just
in context, probably makes sense. But who?
I believe it's on the twist of the whole do you feel lucky punk kind of Dirty Harry.
Okay.
But he knows how to play the game.
And he'll just keep playing it until he wins, well, hopefully.
Pretty much.
In
he
your
came,
case.
He came third last year.
Ooh, okay.
He took part in the longest Survivor Challenge. I think 6 hours, 42 minutes, longest Australian Survivor Challenge.
Yep.
So, who knows? As long as Shawnee doesn't go either.
All right.
Shawnee and Harry, I don't care for the rest.
We'll just have to wait and see.
Which, the best thing is, do you know what the next song coming up is?
No, I don't, Liam. What is it?
Well, we just finished with the reality tours.
Yes.
And now, it's time for the real thing.
Did we just talk about that for the past 5 minutes just so you could set it up for the song?
Yes, I did.
Oh, man.
This is Real Thing by Client. No, but I can't spell that name. I'm mispronouncing.
Client Liaison?
Let's go with that pronunciation.
Client Liaison.
Client Liaison. This is Sin Get Serial with Liam and
Demi.
This is Kimmy Jimenez, and you're listening to Sin Radio.
You are back with Get Serial Tuesdays this fine morning on Sin, and we just had Evanescence's Bring Me to Life, which is an absolute classic, and Client Liaison's The Real Thing before that.
And now we're joined by phone by a very special guest.
Ooh.
Joining us is Louise Terra. How are you today?
Hello, I'm well, thank you.
So you just released your new single, JB. What was your process creating this song?
With this song, it was actually, I wrote it really quickly, which is you never really can tell when that's going to happen. But I wrote it specifically as an ode to a friend of mine. And so it sort of just came, once I had that as my starting point, that this was this, I was dedicating to this friend of mine, it just came really easily. So, the process was beat focused, I suppose. It's not always just like the exact starting point for me, but I really started working on the beat, and then I created the melodic kind of bed for the whole song, and then I brought the lyrics to it. So I kind of really went for feel and sound first, because I kind of knew what I wanted to say, so I kind of got the feel of the song right and mostly produced that, and then I wrote the lyrics. All up, it probably would have taken me, maximum a week, which I have to say, I was working towards a deadline because it was actually part of a compilation. And I have to say that, that was, for only having a week to work on a song, sometimes having a deadline is, an amazing creative need.
Yeah, so do your songs often take you about a week, or how long do they often take you?
Look, so there's something that can happen with songwriting, which is very immediate and automatic, where you can really get down a lot of ideas very quickly. So in general, the inspiration for a song is something that will come quite quickly for me. And it sort of comes with an urgency and a feeling of near completeness, and that kind of gets you hooked on it as a creator. But then because of music production processes and, trying to then kind of work with this song that you've got to get it to how you imagine it to be, that can actually take a really long time for me. It really varies. Sometimes they really do just fall out in this complete fashion like JB did. But sometimes I'll have to come back, I'll have to put a thing on hold and come back months or even years later to finish it, because at that moment, I loved it and I was getting obsessed with it, but it was starting to get to a place where I was overworking it, or I knew that the song itself needed more, but I couldn't work it out at that time. So sometimes I come back to songs years or months down the track. So it's a very expanding timeline.
But the fact that you wrote JB basically within the week is pretty amazing. Now, as you said, you did start with the beat and the melodics before the lyrics, but the song's called JB. As it's an ode to your friend, I'm trying to connect the dots here. Is the title of the song the initials of your friend, or what does the name stand for?
Yes, you got it. That is exactly what the name stands
for.
Am I
psychic or what? No, you're all good, Louise. But yeah, so with the song, did you take any, as you were creating it, did you take any inspirations from any music artists you appreciate or have been loving recently? Did you, with the beats and the melodics,
yeah.
any inspirations?
Yeah. Look, I did actually. When I knew that I wanted a certain kind of like sultry feel to the song, even though it is a platonic love ode, mm-hmm. I still wanted to get this kind of like, sort of like a, like a sultry kind of groove going on. So I actually, one of the big inspirations within this track, which I don't think really necessarily you can read it on the final, within the final track, but throughout the process, I kept referring to, I was just really inspired by how minimal, sultry and groovy Justify My Love is by Madonna.
Oh, yeah.
So this is a 90s hit, and I'm certainly showing my age here. So, this is something that when I was a kid or like a teenager was out, it just was like, for some reason, I was like, that's the mood, that's kind of in the vibe that I want to be going. So I don't think I necessarily like took everything from that song in terms of like as a reference point or as an inspiration, but I really liked the sultry kind of spaciousness
mm-hmm.
in Justify My Love. So yeah, that was it. And to be honest, I don't usually have like really glaringly obvious references in the music that I write. Sometimes it's actually, yeah, it's just like a subconscious brew of all of the music that I listen to. But yeah, in this case, proud to say it was Madonna, Justify My Love, that was like one of the key influences.
Yeah, so it's not just an ode to your friend, but unconsciously, or actually consciously this time around, an ode to the style of it is an ode to Madonna.
An era of Madonna I can completely get behind, yes.
I agree.
So you've also got an upcoming singles launch on March 5th yes. at the Common Rooms. So
how do you
prepare for a gig?
Well, you kind of, it's a combo of getting your live set together and making sure that you're feeling really comfortable with, because it's electronic music, I have to make sure that all the technical, I'm feeling really comfortable with the technical aspects of the show, my gear, the buttons I have to push when, the timing, all of that. So I just do as much rehearsing as I possibly can, as well as there's a fair bit of just creative admin that goes into it. So there is all of the just promoting and reminding people on social media and working with the artists who I'm working with, who are performing with me on the night to make sure that, you know, they've got all the information that they need, and also working with the venue to make sure that, yeah, it's all kind of moving ahead and, yeah, they've got all the info they need and trying to kind of actually not have like a really busy time or stressful time. Like generally I try to make sure that my schedule is like not too crazy, that I don't have like multiple deadlines within the 1 week. Sometimes I am successful in that, other times I'm not. But yeah, generally I try to have also a pretty manageable week, go to bed early, all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you go keep yourself in check along with all those other elements to keep in check. But throwing it back to getting in touch with the artist and making sure you're on the same level, the gig that's coming up, it's an all-female lineup, which is really awesome. What would you think is the best part of being in an all-female gig, especially with it being so close to International Women's Day on March 8th?
Yeah. Well, for me, it's like, personally, it's been incredibly important to connect with the other female electronic producers and musicians in Melbourne, to have a sense of community around that. Has just been absolutely necessary for me to sort of like come out of my shell and build sort of confidence in the music that I'm making and sharing that music publicly. So I always feel heaps more comfortable performing with other female musicians, and I also feel, like just that community has been, is a massive support for me, and I really want to also provide, reciprocate support back into the community of female electronic musicians. There's the music industry is no exception in needing to look at gender inequality, and in particular, electronic music has got it's coming around, but it's still quite new days in terms of like, ooh, women making electronic music. I know it's changing. It's changed quite quickly, but it's only changed recently. So, yeah, I also feel a kind of a, as a female electronic musician, a real, there's still a really massive need to represent.
Mm-hmm.
As that's coming up to International Women's Day, it's a really great reminder of, like, how far we've come, but also the ongoing kind of focus and sensitivity that needs to be placed around female musicians and female electronic artists in particular, awareness still being a playing field that's levelling out and not quite levelled out. So, in fact, there's still definitely some kinds of support that's still really necessary and important.
So, have you performed with any of the performers at Thursday's gig before? Like, have you done a show before with Anna Vortetz or Ninosh?
Or Signe Gree. No, yes. I have. Ninosh, I performed with. She splits her time between Sweden and Melbourne. She runs a label called Synth Babe, which is an independently run label for female electronic musicians. So I have been... Anya Ninosh is really one of the first people I would say that I felt I was joining a community of other female, supportive community for female electronic musicians. So I really owe Anya a massive, debt of gratitude for being such a great, social community enabler and making this happen. So, yeah, I have played with Anya. I've released stuff with Anya on Synth Babe compilations. I've only played with Anya once before because she hasn't been living in Melbourne for the last few years, but she's just moved back for a period of time. And Anna Vortetz I played with last year one time at the Gasso and was just really blown away by her music. So, yes, but Signe Gree I'm yet to see perform live. But I did meet her at an Ableton user group, one of the workshops there. So, yeah, we've all kind of crossed over in these electronic music capacities.
It's the beauty of the community is kind of no matter what way you gather or meet one another, it's kind of interweaving between one another. Like, you eventually see... And with events like Thursday, you just reunite, which is very, very exciting.
Yes.
Absolutely. Oh, 100%. With JB, where can our listeners stream, download, where can we find your single?
So you can download my single from my Bandcamp, Louise Terra Bandcamp. You can stream it on all of the platforms. Spotify, Apple Music, Beatport, most of them. And I've also got a video clip, so you could go to YouTube and you could check out the new video clip as well.
Now, with that music video, does that also take inspiration from 90s Madonna?
You know what? Not so much Madonna in this.
Ooh, okay.
In this, but it is. Do you tell me, do you see this? Because that's intriguing.
Well, when I get a chance to look at the... Because I've only had a chance to listen to your amazing single, but I will get in touch with you once I watch the video.
I'm curious. Yeah, it's a wee bit 90s, which I really love. Yeah, there's something kind of, like, innocent about, like... I don't know, just production values back then were just a little bit more straightforward. And, yeah, so... Maybe it's a little bit 90s, but yeah, check it out. Let me know if you can see any Madonna, like, sort of subconscious references that have just fallen
in. Yeah, definitely.
There.
And we'll send a link out to our listeners as well and see if they'll get in touch with you as well.
Awesome. Yes, sounds great.
So where can people also go to get tickets to the single launch?
Yes, so it's at Common Rooms, which used to be the Bella Union in Trades Hall. So you can head to the Common Rooms website and you can book tickets through there. You can also rock up on the night. There should be tickets on the door. Otherwise, you can go to my Facebook page, which is Louise Terra, and the event will be on there with the ticket link and all that.
Lovely, lovely. And is that the same with your other socials as well?
Yep, so it's Louise_Terra on Instagram. Yeah, follow me on Instagram because I'm you know, making... stories and popping posts on there a lot. I like the visual nature of Instagram a bit more than Facebook, so for sure, yeah, jump on Instagram. It's Louise_Terra.
We definitely will. But Louise, thank you so much for talking with us this morning. And what we're going to spin right now is your new single, JB. If you feel like it, give it a... you can announce it yourself as well. So whenever you're ready.
Thank you. All right, you're about to listen to my new single, It's JB by Louise Terra. Thanks.
Sin acknowledges and pays respect to the owners of the land, the House of Sin and Studios Stand, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. Sin also acknowledges and pays respect to the elders and traditional owners of the lands our content reaches, as well as the radio stations we broadcast from across the country.
Let's get ready to share cereal.
Welcome back to Get Cereal for Tuesdays with Demi and Liam.
Yes, and we're joined...
Oh, am I on radio? Oh, yeah. Hi.
And we're joined by our other EP.
Well, one of our bosses.
Yeah, one of our bosses.
James!
How you going?
Good.
You're doing well. Well done.
Thanks, man.
I'm happy.
We're smashing it. But we haven't been tight yet.
Nope.
No, we're good. We're good.
We'll be fine. The motto of today is this is fine.
Yes, this is fine.
While the house burns around you with that, like, with that gif of
the dog.
That's my favorite gif. Oh.
Yeah, yes. we're very much
like,
that.
It's just
after the kerfuffles of this morning.
It's all right.
Which we've survived and had a pretty all right show. We covered reality TV. I talked about movie soundtracks.
Yes,
quite a
we
lot,
had
sorry.
The amazing interview with
Louise
Terra.
And then coming up, we have an interview with. There he is, Suzanne Phoenix and Georgie Grunsack.
Yes.
How good?
I'm so excited for that one because they're going to be promoting a huge project where Suzanne's exhibition will be ready for everyone to see and Georgie will be performing with her band, Shrimp Witch.
Oh, yeah. Don't you love performances?
I love live performances.
It's the best.
Live performances are amazing. Can't go past them.
Again, everything is fine. Everything is fine.
This is fine.
But we've got so much in the meantime coming up.
Yes.
But first, I see another song coming up.
Yes, and kind of going on the long lines of this is fine, it's My Love by someone we interviewed last year.
Oh.
On Get Cereal Tuesdays.
Oh,
so
is it
a bit
like
of a throwback.
Almost a year definite? Or is it a few weeks off?
Well, Maybe a few months off. Because this was in season three.
Right, okay. Yeah, that's a few months.
This was the very first interview the season three host had.
Ooh. Let's get right to it then.
This is My Love by Navy.
Let's go. You are back with Get Serial Tuesdays with Liam and Demi. We've just had a slew of songs. So, he's a previous sinner. He's an absolute legend.
Back Pocket Plugger. Caden McDonald.
Yes, that's it. And then before that was Keystone Poles by Clam, and then Taylor Swift Style.
A lot of amazing songs.
Amazing songs.
But we are
now here
in the studio
with Miss Suzanne Phoenix.
Hello.
How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you both?
That is good. So we've just heard about your upcoming exhibition, which is What Does International Women's Day Mean to Me?
Yes.
Bit of a heavy question to start on, but what does what does International Women's Day mean to you?
It's something I get asked every year. I've been doing this for 9 years now.
Yeah, and I did read about that.
Yeah, so each year I think about that, and I guess International Women's Day becomes a year-round thing for me. And each year I think it's going to be a bit different, and it is a bit different, but there's still a need to do it. And while it seems like a easy question to answer, it's actually quite difficult for a lot of people, I find.
Yeah, you said, it kind of came to be 9 years ago. Is there anything from way back when you started it that still resonates with you?
I think all the same things still resonate, unfortunately. I think the key thing that's changed for me is the inclusion of gender diverse people in International Women's Day, which there are different views about, but certainly in my project I've included people who are cis and trans women and people who are gender diverse. And all the women, all the people in the project are people that I have know or have connection to, they inspire me in some way. So it's very much about those people I know and choosing them for that reason. Yeah.
And as a photographer, you visually try to find the best way to feature and highlight these people. Did you have much say? Did you let them run loose, or did you have your say, or did you give them like the blank slate and go free?
I'm pretty much go free.
I don't give
a lot of direction, which is not great for everyone, but it is very much a portrait created and interaction with myself and that person. Some people need more conversation and a bit more direction than others. Yeah.
That's amazing.
But I just say the freedom of this project for me is there are no rules, I guess. And I have some sponsors, but I don't have any funding as such. And that part of that is so that I can continue to do it as I choose to do it.
And is that what you love about photography just generally?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and photography gives me an in into worlds that I would never have a reason to be there otherwise. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you get events such as your exhibition coming up on March 5th?
Yeah, launches on Thursday, yes.
Lovely. And how long does it run for again?
It'll be up at Hares and Hyenas in Fitzroy until the end of the month.
Ooh, I'm definitely checking that out.
We've got to check it out.
Yeah, you certainly do.
But the launch night sounds crazy with all these artists performing. So you've got Shrimp Witch, Christina Aubrey, Spawn, Miss Jane Doe, Freddie Mercury. There's just so many there. Have you had much to do with the planning of that?
Yep. I planned it, yeah.
Yeah, how crazy has it been? I know you might get people helping out, but has it been crazy to try and organise it all?
It's a little crazy, and it's honestly something I haven't quite done before. Yeah. I've done lots of events, but not this kind of event. And this event is probably a little unusual, bringing together live music and burlesque and drag king, kind of components. So cool. Yeah. So it's a little challenging, I guess.
So, actually, I might just
We got too many questions to ask. We just
oh, really? I'm so good.
Not one.
There's just too many to pick from.
Too many, okay.
Just got to figure out where we're up to here.
Yeah, just...
So, what attracted you to photography? Because it's such a wide medium kind of thing where it really can just express yourself in so many ways.
So I've been interested in photography my whole life, really. And I don't have one of those cool stories where you know, I was given a box brownie as a kid or anything like that. I kind of had a plastic SLR from Kmart that was bright red. And, my grandmother and my family had an interest in photography. And so I've always done it. And then a couple of years ago, about 6 or 7 years ago, I thought maybe I should take it a little bit more seriously. And now, in 2020, I'm actually trying to make it a cool part of, what I do in my life as far as part of my business. Yeah, part of my, yeah. But it's an amazing way to get into, experience things that I wouldn't have the opportunity, as I said before. Yeah.
And your portfolio, which I did have a squiz last night, so diverse and expansive and really, really nice. Do you have a personal favourite, whether it was the outcome or the actual experience?
Oh, this, I get to do so many amazing and varied things, and sometimes I can't remember. You know, I worked the first five weekends of the year. I did a different festival, whether it was Pride or Gay Times or St Kilda Music Festival. So a personal favourite is really hard to choose, but live music, queer performance and portraits are sort of three of the things that I love a lot. And I love street photography as well. Basically, I photograph every day. I have my camera always and it's just part of my life.
Would you have, because a lot of when I was around like 14, 15, I definitely wanted to be in the creative.
Oh, yeah.
And photography was one of the elements where I'm like, yeah, I can just take pictures. But yeah. Obviously now there's a lot more to it. But would you have any advice to anyone around that age or even...
Yeah.
Someone our age now, any advice on how to get started, really? Because that's usually the most difficult part.
Just get out there and do it. So yeah. The things you love, find a way to put yourself in that situation so you can make photos there. You can take your little camera to most places and, you know, and do what you can with the little, you know, you don't need a big fancy camera to make amazing photos. Mm-hmm. Wherever you go, you can make photos and just, you know, through that you create your own way of seeing things. Everyone has a different perspective, everyone has a different eye. What you will do will be different to what the next person will do. So just get out there and practice and do it every day. Don't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, and don't say you don't have time because you can make time.
I can imagine over time your collection of cameras has expanded. Like it's gone beyond what the average would have.
Probably a little bit beyond the average, but I'm not really a technical. Okay. I don't love the gear. The gear's just about the photos.
Yeah.
So when people talk to me about things, most of the time I really don't know what they're talking about. But which is kind of crazy and really annoying for some people. But I have a few cameras. But
do you have like a because you have your DSLR, you have your disposable, like yep. Literally separate ends of the spectrum. Yeah, is there one that you always, what's your go-to or like what's the one you know you're going to get the best?
I always have a Fuji on me. So
nice.
So
can't go wrong with the Fuji. No. I agree.
I think everyone's got a Fuji at this point.
Yeah, that's good. Right.
So one, I'm trying to think of the best way to phrase this.
Okay, I'm interested.
We're here for you, Liam.
My brain doesn't quite work at times.
We've had a rush morning. It's okay.
So, like, when you do capture something, do you just look at it once and you feel like you've got it and it's perfect? Or do you feel like you've got to take it maybe 50 or so times before you feel like you've got the one?
Yeah, the goal is always to get the shot or get it as good as you can and sometimes wait and find your moment. Sometimes you're in situations where, you know, you have a really short space of time and you need to try and get the shot, like live music where you only have a few, if you're in the pit, you only have a certain amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
So you might take a few more shots there. I try not to take 50 photos of things. Yeah, I try to get it. get them. Yeah, not you know, I don't enjoy sitting and editing, so I don't want to spend my time doing that unnecessarily. And it's always good to, yeah. I my goal is to find the shot, and not take too many of them. Sorry, that's not a very succinct answer.
No, you're all good. Yeah. The question was, it was very even, I believe.
So it's like very much capture the moment, pretty much.
Yeah, and sometimes, like, you know, in street and festivals and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's not even necessarily, you know, if you get, you know, your camera so well, you can sense the energy, or you can sense where something's happening and take a photo, and you can get, you know what the camera's going to do. And you don't really know what you're going to end up with. So it's a bit magic. So sometimes the best things you're capturing are a bit magic. Yeah.
And with your pictures, do you like editing it that much, or do you just hope you get the shot and don't have to do much to it?
I certainly hope that I do. Yeah. And I'm not a very good editor either. So there's not a lot of editing here.
So with the Zine that is also launching at this event, did much editing have to go into it?
So this was actually retouched by a much more highly skilled editor than me to get consistency across the images as well. So I haven't done any editing, but some of these were shot in a studio, which is the first time I've ever shot in a studio.
That's exciting.
It was really challenging.
Yeah, I can imagine, like, when you're so used to one thing.
Yeah, and learning on the job is how I learn. Sometimes that's quite stressful. Yeah.
Man, I'm learning as I go. This is amazing. Yeah, thank you for educating us with that.
There's so much knowledge.
Like, it's crazy. But with this event, feel free to take the time and just promote what we can expect.
Yeah, so amazingly, the event is sold out. Yeah, so...
Damn it, I wanted... But the launch night's sold out.
The launch night is sold out. Okay, exhibition's on all month.
All right, we're okay, guys. We can still get access.
Yeah, so you can still see the portraits, see the exhibition. You can still buy the zine. And, you know, all the people who are performing, they're all from Melbourne. They all perform a lot. All they do, you know, they do live music a lot. So, you know, Christina from Bats, they're supporting Eagles of Death Metal. Jess Ribeiro plays... You know, a lot. So I would just encourage people to go and see those artists doing their thing. Yeah.
I'm just so buzzed from just hearing all about it and everything.
Where can people find you on socials as well?
And your work as well.
Yeah, so I've got a website which is just my name, and you can just search me and find me. And my socials are Photos Punctuate My Life is my...
Well done on snagging that one.
Yes. Thanks.
That's a good one.
Thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate you sharing all this stuff. And you can find out the exact information about the exhibition with our socials, which is GetSerial.
Facebook,
Instagram. We have a Snapchat. Message us if you want it. We're probably not going to try and promote it as much. Unless you just want selfies from me. And Liam. And we may get Suzanne to join one, maybe. We'll see.
Thank you so much. That was beautiful.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, we should probably throw it to another song, hey?
We should. Because this next song is Runner Runner by the Merrill Twins.
Ooh.
Hey, this is Noah Grossman, and you're listening to SIN, Independent Student Made Radio.
And we are back on Jet Serial Tuesdays with Liam and
Demi
and special guest
James.
Special guest.
Special guest, yes.
Special guest games.
Special guest games, yes. Hello, I'm James.
My wonderful way to pronounce things.
But we just had Suzanne Phoenix join us and promote her amazing International Women's Day project. And you can head to our socials and her socials to find out more about that. And then before that, we just heard Johnny Roffo, who I have not heard from in ages.
Yeah, neither yes. have I.
Sadly, like, he does have a cancer battle.
Oh,
he so. Does actually.
Let's hope he's okay. Because it's been a while since I've heard. That news came out.
He's been in the music industry like
since X Factor days,
which was when
I think 2012.
I'm gonna say 2011, 2012.
Yeah, about
and then
that.
He was on Summer Bayon for quite
home
a while.
In a way.
Yes, he did the.
And I was just
he
like
did the worst soap opera of the two.
I mean,
yeah,
like
I agree.
It's just it's just one of those things that you can just bet your money on.
Oh yeah.
It's like, yeah, he's gonna be on TV show.
Was he on Channel 7? Yes.
Yes.
Will he be on Home and Away?
Will he be on Home and Away?
Yes.
Yes.
It's inevitable.
Or was he on Channel 10? Yes.
Yes.
Will he be on Neighbours? Yes.
Or will they host another commercial radio? Yes.
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 It's like, you know that girl from The Bachelorette? You know The Bachelorette?
Angie,
right?
Yep.
I said, when I was watching it, I was like, I bet all my money in the world that she'll be on Breakfast Radio within 2 years' time. But she's on, but she's on Dancing with the Stars
well,
now.
Well, she got out 2 weeks ago now.
So,
yes, I did
same,
that
same.
This.
Yeah.
Same, both.
Yeah, you got on air anyway. She needs a break, though, because she's done a lot.
Started with watching TV.
Yeah.
Yep. And then just commenting on it with her dogs.
Yeah, that's
pretty
so,
much.
That's so cool.
And then she just went into every other show. Yep. Bachelorette, I'm a Celebrity.
Gogglebox is the one celebrity show I would 100% do. And then I just know so many, like, relatives.
Is it
and
a celebrity
all...
show?
It's not a celebrity show, but it's reality TV.
I mean, what are their names? The two guys who left, the ones...
Oh, I don't know their names.
I love...
I know which ones.
Yeah,
we know who you're talking about.
They got a contract with Melbourne City now, the football club.
Wow.
So now they're doing media with them, and the stuff that they do is so good.
That's nice.
Please tell me it's just them reacting
like it's,
to the
it's just like they have like a barbecue with like two players and they ask them questions. So
that's
like
crazy.
And they'll be like, oh, we're in someone's backyard, but they've just got a backdrop that's you can clearly see like the borderlines. It's just a piece of paper, right? And they're like just taking a piece out of it, like, oh, we're in this guy's backyard. But the camera zoomed out enough to see, like, the fixtures holding it up.
Yes.
Right? We're in Archie Smith's living room.
They out of nowhere.
They did that with Oz Open, too. Andy Lee interviewed all the players in just a separate room.
That's
probably
funny.
In the stadium, but just that
oh, yes,
same sort of
that.
Idea.
It's like an interrogation room, almost.
I think he played a thing of Guess Who or something.
Guess Who.
That was funny.
That was good.
Oh, iconic.
Now,
it'd be a bit of a challenge. Speaking of,
yes,
correct.
About,
I was just about to say, speaking
about challenges and iconic.
Oh,
the most iconic challenges is Challenge Accepted, which has been run from season 2 and season 3 of last year,
right?
And been running throughout this season because it's iconic, it's a classic. Gotta have it.
Please explain.
So, Challenge Accepted, pretty much each week we give each other a new challenge. That must be completed by next week.
Right.
And I will be following up on this too for all of you.
Right. So last week.
Last week there was no challenges. Unfortunately, I was not here.
All right.
But the week before, Yusuf, who is now on a different day, gave me the challenge of watching news outlets like ABC and things like that because I don't follow it.
Oh, that's so boring.
Yeah, it can be.
Yeah, let's just say I didn't do it.
Oof.
I accepted it, but I didn't do it.
You know what would be a great challenge? Having to watch ABC News 24 for 24 hours.
Yeah, for 24 hours, that'd be a lot of information.
But just ABC, like the most beige of all beige news channels in the world.
Yeah, and you're not allowed to fall asleep through it.
Correct. That would be a challenge and a half, and I'd lose it 100% in the next first 10 minutes.
I'd lose it within 5 seconds. Just like, nope, not doing it. Rather watch cricket. Like, rather watch test. But I think we'd have to give ourselves some challenges now.
All right.
So I don't know how we're going to do this.
I've got some for you because we've been talking off air about what we're up to this weekend and things.
Yes.
So.
You are flying somewhere. Where
I'm flying
not...
interstate. So.
Yes.
Based on that information, what should my challenge be?
I've got something to do with a plane, but I need to come back to it.
Okay.
I need to think some more.
If it's something like be here next week.
Instant fail.
Okay, if I do end up not being here next week, I will. No, not in that sense. I will keep you. I'll send a message to you, Liam, and then you can let everyone know next week how that turns out. But for you, I want you to go to your favorite pizza place. So what I mean by that, Supernova is this weekend.
Yep.
And at this event is a. Troop? Yeah.
Troop.
They're a troop.
OG YouTubers.
Smosh.
Comedy
If that
legends.
Rings a bell for anyone.
Dan and Phil.
Oof.
Original and best YouTubers to ever grace that land.
No, Smosh are better. Anyway. Yeah, better. Ian and Anthony.
Yeah, but still, I mean, like.
Yeah.
Dan and Phil were still like. Iconic.
Oh, they.
Well, I guess in a sense, if you kind of look at it, if you look at old photos, Dan and Phil and
very,
Ian Anthony
very much.
Kind of look very much alike.
Yeah. But you're meeting him, aren't you?
I am.
Oh, no. Wow, I'm jealous.
Yeah, so am I.
Oh. So is all of Smosh going to be there as well?
I think we've got five or so members.
They've kind of evolved over time. But
like the modern day crew, are they going to be there?
I think so, yeah.
I believe there's That's five so members. Cool. I believe we've got two producers and four...
Cast.
Four cast.
That is so cool.
But yeah, I just... Yeah.
Their Try Not To Laugh challenges are
my
the best.
Yeah, my
they
challenge...
are actually going to be doing that live at Supernova.
My challenge for you is to get picked. Because they pick people from the audience.
I will
Do
be
it.
Stone cold.
Yep.
I will not
but
laugh.
I just want you to get picked.
Even if Weary Traveller comes out.
Just.
I will not laugh.
Yeah.
But I have no soul.
That is my challenge for you because you're meeting him. You might get a chance to compete in the challenge, really. Try Not To Laugh is a challenge in itself.
Yes.
I want you to get picked, first off. But if you do, try not to laugh.
All right. Done.
Done.
I will be
Done.
Stone cold.
Like, there's a few other requests I have because I'm also as big of a fan as you are, but we'll save that for later.
Save that for some more off air.
Yeah, James.
Am I setting challenges as well?
I don't know.
Am I?
No, because I've set one for him. Oh, you've yet to set one.
I'll set one for you. You can set one for Demi, James.
Wow.
Just remember, I will be setting the punishment for
I'm the newbie here. He's the boss.
God, all right.
I also have a very twisted mind.
All right, what is the challenge
on,
for me? Come on. Lay it down.
I feel like there's so much I can go for here. But the worst thing is, you're also new to me as well.
But all he's right. also your boss.
You're right.
Yes.
Can't go too far off. Yeet, I'm out of here. Yeet it out the window. This is fine.
While you think,
yes, well,
I'm gonna set Demi a light-hearted challenge.
Good.
All right, here we go. So as you're traveling interstate,
yep.
you're going via plane?
Yes.
I'm guessing perfect. Okay. So you know how the flight attendants come around with, like, the snacks?
Yes.
You know, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Trip them.
I've... No! No!
No, I did.
We do not endorse that here.
Do you know how heavy that trolley is?
Yeah, that will stump my foot.
That trolley is a weapon. That trolley is an absolute weapon.
A plane itself is a weapon. It could... I don't want it to.
No, it's... But, like, still,
actually, yeah.
it's a big
point.
Danger.
Yeah.
That's a big trolley, actually.
I've seen one of those trolleys on an international flight go flying across an aisle, and I'm there, 14-year-old me, in the middle of nowhere, thinking, oh, God, what's happening here? There's just this massive thing going up and down the aisles. Try and... This is what I like to do when I'm on a flight and they give you, like, a complimentary snack, right?
I don't think my flight's long enough for snacks.
Well, you know, look, they'll come around with something, offering
yeah.
something, okay?
Yes.
Now, if they offer something, you've got to sneak at least another thing in there. You've just got to, like, just ask.
So if
and
they're
be
like,
successful.
Would you like tea, coffee, or water, whatever?
Pos que nos es dos.
Yeah, I'll get something else with that. Okay.
Just you've got to like just go double or nothing.
Yeah, I'll probably can't go. Yeah, yep. I know.
Double or nothing, and if they say you can't, then no, I'm fine, thanks.
Yep.
That's make them feel bad.
Yeah. Okay, cool, cool.
You just ask for something to complement with your beverage and they're just denying it.
It might be another beverage, but we'll see. I'll see if there's a way I can get around it because it's only an hour flight.
Yeah, I mean,
hopefully your flight doesn't do what my flight did on the way home from Denmark once.
Oh, God.
Our TVs didn't work, so pretty much on my flight, 2/3 of the plane's TVs were working.
Half of
my side wasn't.
That's
And all me and my mate, we only got pajamas as a complimentary. Sorry, your TV didn't work. It's some pajamas.
That all?
That's rough.
I'd expect an upgrade to business class.
Yeah. I just had the one.
It's like we're halfway through this flight. I want first class now.
The one over overseas flights I've done was to Japan, and on the way back, this little kid. You know how you can pull your seats all the way back?
Mm-hmm.
I had an elderly, I think I had like an elderly woman behind me, so I didn't want to go back too far, but it was an overnight flight. You can go back a little bit, I feel.
Yeah,
this little kid goes all the way back, and I didn't sleep this flight. I pretty much, luckily my TV worked, so I watched most of Riverdale season one, because I was all it was out at that time. But I had to flip the screen. I had no space. The flight attendant just kept walking past me being like, oh my God, I hope she's okay. And then the little, like this kid was like 9.
Oh God.
And when we've landed in Melbourne, he undoes his thing and just looks at me and I'm just like, you know what you've done, kid.
You know what you did. You know exactly what you did.
I am not
did.
A fan of you.
But I am not your fan anymore. You are not paying $5.
I'll tell you what's bad as well. Kids kicking your seats.
Oh,
that's just another thing. But like,
I want to say I can relate, but I had no one behind me on any of my flights.
Kid did that on my last interstate flight.
We'll save that one for off air talk.
And the worst part was that this plane was relatively empty, and this kid just decides to sit in his seat, like
right behind you.
Just fine enough. There's like, you know, I've got a. We were all, me and my friends had 3 mm-hmm. seats together.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we can actually take the initiative to get 3 seats to ourselves. So we were separated.
Mm.
This kid just sits behind me. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm in my original seat. He moved. And I'm like, whatever. That doesn't kick the top of it. It kicks the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like hurting my lower back. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not having this. I look back at him and just didn't say anything. But I just
no,
look back.
A look.
You just gave him that laser
stare.
It's that
real stern look. Like, whoa, ease up, champ.
The looks are a look is enough to get the message across for kids. Yeah. They
and especially if it's the laser stare.
Yeah, kids are definitely attuned to the look.
You looked at me.
You did.
You looked at me.
Yeah.
I turned around.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps doing it.
Yeah.
He's like, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
and I'm not
like,
doing
this
it.
Kid does not care whatsoever.
Unless it's a laser stare. Kids do one of two things, I feel, because we've all been there at one point.
Yes. Surprisingly, I was a child when I was younger.
What?
But you were a child? What now?
Yeah. Crazy, I know.
Dude.
I cannot believe it. I thought you just came out of the womb like that.
Yeah, you just came out like that.
Correct.
I thought that was a thing.
But you either respect it and stop doing what you're doing, or it's more ignition to keep going.
Yeah, I had a bunch of kids just running up and down the aisles.
But
that's
an international flight. It's different.
I'd prefer that.
It was the middle of the night.
But look, I'd prefer that rather than a kid kicking my seat, because you can put your headphones on, you can fully zone out, and then that's the end of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what else is almost the end of the story.
Oh.
This show.
Yeah. But
that was a great segue.
Still need to give you a challenge.
Oh,
all right, well,
I was trying to get out of it. That's why I was trying to end it.
You thought you were down out of this one.
Oh, God.
But it's not quite happening.
All right, come on.
All right, so first challenge is I often do a nice one. It's either been get 25 high fives or
no.
Been give 10 hugs to strangers.
No.
That's a bit much. That's asking a bit.
Yeah.
Well, 10's not as bad as 25.
But
25.
Like strangers.
Well, actually, I think it might have been 5.
Okay.
That's better, but...
However.
Yes.
Yours. Are you much of a football fan?
Which football are we talking?
Like soccer or AFL?
Football.
So, footy.
AFL.
Footy. Not football. Footy.
Okay, you know what?
Yeah, football or footy.
Soccer
that's a great
soccer.
Way. That's a great way to put it.
No,
football
no.
or footy.
Football is the round ball.
Yep.
And footy is the oval ball.
Okay, the round ball is just soccer.
Okay, all right. Okay. So what? Footy? AFL. All right. Yeah. AFL. Go on.
So are you a big?
Yes, I'm a big Dons fan. Yes.
All right. So first Tom, and now you. All right. So this has already had a very big line drawn in the sand.
Yes, it has. As you're a Hawthorn supporter.
Oh.
That's a rough. That's a rough content for your Tuesday.
I'm going to assume you heard me sing the Essendon theme song live on air last season or season two.
I didn't. But I feel like I should go back and listen to
me
this.
Me and my big mouth. Well then.
All right. What's the challenge?
Your challenge? Round one.
Yep.
Who are Essendon playing?
Fremantle.
Oh, good. My Central favourite team.
Yep. I will not be in attendance, though.
Okay, but...
But I will be at the Thursday night game.
Round one.
Yes.
You must be full dedicated to Fremantle over Essendon.
Nah, man. That
you don't need to win.
That's asking too much.
Wait. I feel like a nice little middle because you sang the Hawk. You sung the Hawk song last season.
The Bomber
right?
song.
No,
the Bomber
I sang
song.
The Bomber
yeah.
song because okay. I am for my bit.
My
mouth.
Bad.
Okay.
I said to Tom off air. I said to him, if Essendon win,
okay,
I'll sing the Bomber song.
Oh, it's a
if
right. air,
and if they versa. Lose, you sing the Frio song.
Yes.
All right, done.
If Essendon lose, you sing the Fremantle Doctors theme song.
Live on air.
Live on air.
Okay, it's fine. I mean, the Frio song's a tune and a half, so like...
Actually, do it on the day. Do it on the day as well.
You know what?
Yes.
I'll record it me at the game, if yeah. I'm at the game, and I'll be actually screaming the song.
Yes!
In
yes.
my Guernsey.
Yep.
Frio! Where they go, all right? Yes. I'll specifically learn the lyrics, and I'll record it, and I'll send it.
Hopefully
in.
You don't get bashed, though, because we know how Essendon fans can
oh, hey, times. Essendon fans are nice, okay? If you sit, look, it's okay.
Yeah,
maybe
right,
maybe give them a warning.
You know what? I'll go set up, I'll go set up on level 3 when I'm singing it,
right?
And I go back to my seat when the game starts. Right. It's all good.
Okay.
Yes. It's fine.
Oh, no, it's a Fremantle win.
Okay. Yeah. Or, you well, know what?
Again,
fine.
Even if Essendon win, you still have to say either or, whoever wins.
Grrr, I'm not happy.
We can make an off-air bet between Hawthorn and Essendon. Later.
Mate, Hawthorn and Essendon's another story. All right, we can dedicate a whole 3-hour show.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. Matthew Lloyd knocked out Bradshaw. All right.
Yeah.
We all know.
My
that
knowledge is it's just going over my head, guys. I'm not born and raised here, so I'm just out in the. I've got Port and Crows.
That's fine.
That's all I've got.
That's
yeah,
fine.
That's all right.
That's fine.
But, like,
fine.
I don't back it. I'm not avidly backing
just remember
them.
The ABC. Anyone but Collingwood.
Amen.
Anyone Bang. But Collingwood.
And with that note.
And on that note, I think there's one song.
We got to get going.
I really need to get into this.
Okay.
But because we didn't quite get to talk about age songs.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
But there's one that I need to play. Because I'm feeling this age. I'm
okay.
feeling this. Because I'm turning this age.
There's the one line in this song that we all know. Yeah. And it's clearly resonating
you know
with Liam
right
now. I have
a choice here between either doing Taylor Swift or Blink 182.
Oh.
And like, we all love Blink 182.
We do.
So like, guys, what's my age again?
23? Three? Yes.
Close enough. 23 this year.
All right, perfect.
Okay. 22 at the moment.
Well, that's all from us after this.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for joining us.
I might be back some other day, some other time.
If not, I'm just going to kidnap your birth and you're just going to come back here.
Yep.
Okay.
Done.
It's an easy solution. Anyways, on that note, I think it's time for Blink 182's What's My Age Again?
And this has been Get Serial.
With Liam.
And Demi.
And James.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.